USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Prior to the big game starting, President Trump sits down for a wide-ranging pre-Super Bowl interview on Fox with Sean Hannity.
I think that with the economy being the best probably it's ever been in the history of our country, I mean, it is the best it's ever been. The unemployment numbers are the best.
The president blasting the mainstream media for not reporting all the positive things that have happened over the past 3 years.
I should be up by 25 points. What they've done is they've really, all the media, I call it the fake news, and it is fake news, so much of it. And a lot of the fake news is they don't want to report the good stuff. They don't want to report that the economy is good.
And President Trump will deliver the annual State of the Union speech Tuesday night in the House, then the impeachment matter scheduled to end Wednesday, with a final vote scheduled for 4 p.m. Eastern, the president expected to be cleared of all wrongdoing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
A person has died in the Philippines from the coronavirus. USA Radio's John Clemens with the update.
Philippines Health Secretary Francisco Duque III said, at first, the man from China was showing signs of improving, but began to lose his battle with the coronavirus and died from only what could be described as severe pneumonia.
The patient was stable and showed signs of improvement. However, the condition of the patient deteriorated within the last 24 hours, resulting in his demise.
The man arrived in the Philippines on January 21st from China with a 38-year-old woman who remains under quarantine.
Because the coronavirus spreading, Apple temporarily closing 42 stores in China. The iPhone maker saying in a statement it's closing stores, corporate offices, and contact centers in China until February 9th. Out of an abundance of caution, shares of Apple stock falling by about 4.5% on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Normally the Sunday ahead of the Iowa caucuses, a newspaper poll comes out indicating who's ahead. But not this year.
Results of the final Des Moines Register CNN MediaCom poll in Iowa are not being released after a respondent raised an issue with how the poll was administered. Somebody claimed that some candidates may have been omitted from a list from which they were supposed to choose their preferred candidate. According to the Des Moines Register, the problem appears to be isolated to one surveyor, but the paper said since they can't confirm that, they will not be releasing the poll's results. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's been a very interesting weekend in terms of the calendar. Lots of people playing the lottery and getting married because of the date 2-2-2020. USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
While various forms of palindrome dates are fairly common, 02-02-2020, that's February 2nd, 2020, has the unique distinction of reading the same backwards and forwards when written out in 8 digits in multiple data systems, according to University of Portland professor Aziz Inan. According to his calculations, the last such palindrome was 11-11 and the year 11-11, which is more than 900 years ago. And the next will not occur until March 3rd, 3030. That's 101 years from now. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.